This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Wearable Technology Show in London, England. I'm with Alex from BabyPod, who have an innovative way of entertaining the unborn child. Alex, why don't you tell me a bit more?
Well, you need to know that now you can find the only effective way to send music, sound, or voice to your unborn baby. But you have to do it through the mother's vagina. That's the new change. And our clinical studies on more than 1,000 patients showed that the only way we can get an effective response after musical stimulation is with the baby pod. You can find it on the internet. It's on sale at 150 euros. And we discovered that the babies would only react with speech movements, opening the mouth and protruding their tongue. And this reaction would not happen when we played the music with abdominal speakers. So that's the main point of this product, to share the pleasure of music with your baby, to be able to talk to him in an effective and not distorted way.
Okay, so it looks like you've got a small round speaker on the end of a cord that you plug into your iPhone or your iPod or your smartphone.
Yes, in South America they call it the musical tampon, because it should be inserted like a tampon. We decided that it would not be a wireless device because it's easier to pull it out from the vagina, and also because of the concern of Wi-Fi or Bluetooth close to the embryo who's developing. So some people ask us, why did we use a wire that could be uncomfortable? But of course there are many, many reasons why we decided to keep the wire, even if it's from an aesthetic point of view, it's not that nice, of course.
And can the mother share in the listening experience?
Sure. With the same device, you can connect headphones, and the intensity of music, it's settled at 60 dB, because we don't want the parents to have the chance to get higher intensities that if they get up to 100 or 120 could damage audition. So the vaginal speaker, it's max at 60 dB. And then you can connect the mother's headphone or the parents' headphones, so they can listen at the same time, exactly the same music or speech that they're trying to send to the baby.
Okay. And does the speaker need a battery, or is it just...
No. It uses the mobile device battery.
Okay. And you mentioned a lot of research around what's best for the unborn baby.
We studied different types of music and speech. We studied classical music, pop, rock, whistles, drums, almost everything. And we discovered, well, you can find on Spotify our BabyPod top 10 list.
Okay.
And you can see which kind of music are giving us the highest fetal reaction, the highest fetal neurological stimulation. The first one is the Little Night Serenade from Mozart. The second one now is Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen. And we're still studying what makes that different, what's giving us this specific fetal reaction. We also studied human speech, or maternal speech, or paternal voice. And we saw that human voice activates different brain pathways than music. And music gives us a complex speech movement, but maternal or paternal voice give us only mouth opening movements. So we still need to study what is giving us these different pathways, neurological stimulation.
That's great. Obviously, it's quite an intimate device. Do you find that different cultures respond differently to it? Does it sell better in certain countries than others?
More than because it has to be inserted in the vagina, that when you're doing it at home, I think it's not going to make any difference worldwide. Of course, in Barcelona, we had the first fetal concert in the world that could have never been played in the Middle East. That's a difference, of course. We had 20 patients wearing the vaginal device with a European singer, Soraya, in public. So this makes a difference. But at home, I think there are not going to be differences on its use. But on the intention, you might find differences. When we released the clinical study, we had the press from Korea, from South Korea, mm-hmm. that called us because they wanted to know if they could start teaching the baby or pretend that the baby could start learning during pregnancy. Because the concern in high-level education, well, that could be considered torture. No, trying your unborn baby to start learning lesson one to be. But some other countries are concerned about the screening on fetal deafness. Mm-hmm. That's another line of investigation that we're working. In many Western countries, everyone looks after the benefits of early neurological stimulation. But when this new arrived to the U.S., through the CNN, it was quite amazing how the NIU was taken by all the pro-life and anti-abortion leagues, mm-hmm. because they said that we demonstrated that a four-month unborn baby was already a human being because we were able to communicate and he was giving us a specific response. So yes, the results of the study have been perceived in a different mood in different cultures and different countries. But I think that at home, from a private point of view, there's not going to be any difference when you talk about your passion about sharing music with your baby.
That's great. So if people want to know more, you've got a website?
Yeah, you can go to babypod.net.
Okay.
And you can also go, if you want to learn more about the clinical trials, safety of the product. All the clinical trials have been designed to have the chance to make it a medical device, even if it's not a medical device, but it's gone through ethics committee, clinical trials, and the results have been published in international medical journals. Mm-hmm. You can find also all that information on institutemarquez.com.
That's great. And you mentioned the price. Where can people buy it from?
150 euros.
50 euros. And where's it?
Online at babypod.net.
That's great. Look, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.